America, we can. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you work a job that has crazy hours? I know you're tired right now. You either just came home for work, or maybe you're going back to work. You're working a double shift. You're working a triple shift. You're trying to get ahead. Does the boss notice? I don't know. There are jobs that do work crazy long hours. When you hear some of them, you might think, really? Maybe you want to do some of these. Some are quite interesting. As of 2013, the average employee worked around 7.6 hours per day. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates. Second to sleeping, working is the task that many of us spend the most time performing. If you work a 40-hour work week, you spend nearly one quarter, 23.8% of your time during a given week on the job. Plus, once you add in an average commute of about 50 minutes per day, 25 both ways, coupled with the time you spend on breaks, lunches, and getting ready for work, this 40 hours can quickly turn into 50 to 55 hours. Does this sound like a lot of work time? Well, workers in some positions and industries work much longer hours than the traditional 40. These workers may work 10, 12, or even 16 hours straight during a given day. They all work in radio or television. They are generally compensated for this extra load, either in the form of overtime benefits or through a generous salary. These people may even be able to complete their tasks in spurts, when they'll work constantly for a few days or weeks and then take some time off. But even given the extra cash and a potential break in between, would you spend 50 to 75% of a given day working? Well, these are some of the jobs that have the longest hours. And again, stats are from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, U.S. Census Bureau, and the AMMA Resource Industry Employer Group. First on this list, video game developers. Come on. Typical hours per day, 8 to 10. Hours on a long day, 16. Because we just need to get that new Call of Duty out there. The pay varies depending on the worker's specific role in the development process. Game Industry Career Guide, you didn't know one existed, reports the starting salary for a gaming programmer to be around $40,000. Some programmers work their way up to the six-figure range, however, earning around $120,000 a year. Video game developers take part in the creation of the games we play on mobile devices, consoles, and personal computers. They are the designers, programmers, artists, advertisers, financial staff, and management staff who bring a video game to life from a simple idea to an actual playable experience. Games generally take around a year or two to create, and developers have deadlines to meet as players anxiously await the game's release. To meet these deadlines and ensure the games function properly, developers may work extremely long hours. I think the 21 or 22-year-olds that said, you know what, I don't need to go to college, I'm going to create the next great video game, I think they can handle the long hours, especially if they end up making $120,000 a year. The next one? Loan officers. Hours per day, 10. Hours on a long day, varies. Pay. The BLS reports the average annual salary for a loan officer, $71,800. Really? Because loan officers' schedules are centered around consumers and the best times for loan activities, many loan officers work at 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. schedule or something like that. The peak time for them to make their sales calls is between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. when consumers are home from work for the day. Hello. I know you're eating your Rice-A-Roni, but I'd like to talk you into taking a seventh mortgage on your home. These people tend to work almost solely on commission. So an average salary of $71,000, that's pretty good if that is the case. The next one, truck drivers. Typical hours per day. Truck drivers work long days, and that's not always good, and can work up to 70 hours per week. And that's also quite interesting. A truck driver may drive the entire day and only stop to take care of personal needs and rest. we have heard of countless accidents that have happened, and we find out that a truck driver was driving an incredibly long shift, trying to meet an almost impossible-to-meet deadline, and he hadn't slept in 12, 18, 24, 36 hours? So is that such a good thing? This is a subject that has concerned many people for quite a long time. You have a lot of guys out there that are really stretched to the limits, trying to drive from Florida to New York, or New York to Chicago, or Chicago to L.A., whatever, and they have to get there because they got frozen food in the back that has to be at a store at a certain time. And what about when you're in the middle of the winter? And you've got 9 inches of snow here, and you got 15 inches of snow where you're going, and you still have this deadline to meet. That's a recipe for disaster. And maybe at some point it's time for some pretty serious regulations as to when truck drivers can drive. Do you want guys driving out there all night long? I have driven behind tractor trailers on the New Jersey Turnpike at 4 o'clock in the morning, trying to get to an early morning radio job. And all of a sudden, the truck starts to weave back and forth. Why? There's no wind. There's hardly anybody else on the road. It's because these guys are stressed out and they are going sleep deprived, and they're still driving trucks at 75 miles an hour. Pay. The BLS reports the average annual salary for heavy tractor-trailer drivers at just more than $40,000. Some truck drivers, however, are paid by the mile. I think most of them are. Or they are paid on a percentage-based system. The average truck driver receives more than 5% of his or her compensation in the form of overtime. The job of a truck driver is notorious for its long hours, as we just said, but some people enjoy this career for the travel, sights, and the solitude it provides. There are disadvantages other than the long hours, including being away from friends and family and a very erratic sleep schedule. You know, if you're a single guy, and if you like being alone and working alone and not having to be supervised constantly, it's great. You're out all the time. You see something new virtually every day. If you want to, a lot of interesting people to meet when you go to the truck stops to talk and eat and whatever. So it can be a pretty nice lifestyle for someone, especially if you're making a decent amount of money. Again, these are jobs that work crazy long hours. The next one, managers and executives. Typical hours per day, a survey by the Creative Center for Leadership found that professionals, managers, and executives who carry smartphones typically interact with work or perform work-related tasks for 13 and a half hours each workday and a total of 72 hours per week, including any time spent on weekends. Stop right there. Just because you're a manager or an executive doesn't mean you're the only one using your smartphone for work on quote-unquote downtime. Think of your job, and think of when you got your smartphone. Aren't you assumed to be always in contact with the boss? Oh, the boss has a question for you, and it's about, what, 9:30-ish at night? You're settling in for a nice episode of Law & Order SVU, and all of a sudden, uh-oh, there's my text notification beep that went off. They have a question about that report you did earlier today. Or they want to know if you can come in a little bit early tomorrow. We'll see about 8:30. Thanks. What do? Are you obligated to respond to that? You're off the clock. It's not your problem. I know someone who now turns their phone off at 9 o'clock at night, and good for them. If they can't deal with it while you're still there, it can wait. I don't think folks were calling Ward and June Cleaver back in the day because Ward had a problem with an insurance policy that he sold at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Fred Rutherford wasn't calling him at 10 o'clock at night to clarify something on that policy. It waited until the next day. The smartphone has broken down all walls of privacy for our own private lives. So you got to set that straight. You turn that phone off. Oops, sorry, my battery ran dead. Couldn't use my phone. Let's see. Hours on a long day for managers and executives. Do we even want to know? Yes, we do. Pay. As we all know, CEOs and top executives are generally well compensated for their long work time, earning average annual salaries of $178,000 a year. Let's see. Says here, when you have the weight of an entire department or business on your shoulders, it's sure to take up a great deal of time. You didn't think CEOs and top executives just flew on jets and sat around the pool all day, did you? No, that's just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They work hard for their money, so said Donna Summer. But you know what? For $178,000, you should work hard. Number five, power plant workers. Hello, Homer Simpson. Typical hours per day, 8 to 12. Hours on a long day, 12. The average annual salary for a power plant operator, $67,230. Usually they rotate 8 or 12-hour shifts. A worker may work 12 on, 12 off, and so on. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says that nuclear power plant staff cannot work more than 16 hours during a 24-hour period. Homer, do you hear this? Make sure you are not being overworked. So there you go. And power plant workers can work extremely long hours. And thankfully, they do, and they do a good job after times of huge storms. Those are the people that get the grid back up and running. Whatever job you work, if you do work long hours, thank you. Thanks for your work, and hopefully you are being properly rewarded for your effort. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.